May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the one of great compassion and tender mercy every day. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson. Join me in prayer. Lord, ever cause your word that we hear to penetrate our minds, our hearts, to give us faith, to forgive us our sins, to give us hope and peace and reassurance. Help us now all to concentrate on your word, to spiritually digest your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A question: is Christianity hard or easy? Who says Christianity is hard, it's difficult? Raise your hand. Who says Christianity is easy, simple? Some of you aren't answering. You won't get ridiculed. Believe it or not, I'm being really nice today. Guess what? You're both right. See how nice I am today? In the gospel lesson from Mark 5, one lesson I draw from that as I looked at that and read that a few times, studied it. One thing that I drew from that was that Christianity is very, very easy, very simple, very easy, and yet also very, very hard. And difficult. Let me explain. First of all, Christianity, in a sense, is very, very easy for us. It's very simple. How do these women in the gospel lesson get healed? The one girl's dead, and the other lady has this discharge of blood for 12 years. How do they get healed? They merely touch Jesus, or he touches them. A mere touch of Jesus' garment, or Jesus touches the little girl with his hand, a mere touch, a simple little touch, and I'm totally healed. I rise from the dead. So fast, so simple, it's complete. Nothing else, just touch Jesus, and I'm saved. All very, very easy, in a sense. The text wants us to note the pathetic, helpless condition of these two women. These two women stand for us. Notice how the number 12 marks each one. The one had a flow of blood for 12 years. The other girl is 12 years old. 12 is a number for the church. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles. We think of ourselves. We're the woman that's sick. We're the dead girl that represent the church. And we are reminded of our pathetic condition. They're pathetic. They're a helpless condition. The woman has this discharge of blood for 12 years. She's tried many doctors. Nothing works. It's getting worse and worse. She spent all of her money. Nothing works for 12 years. It's very, very sad. And yet, one touch of Jesus' garment, and the Greek here means that she touched the tassel of his garment. She comes up behind him, doesn't even face him, doesn't have to touch his hand, look him in the eye, or anything. Doesn't even touch his feet. A tassel, kind of like the tassel I have on my stole here, tassels. They had them on the bottom of their robes. So she's on her knees and just touches the tassel at the bottom there. And she's healed. That's not so hard, is it? She probably thought to herself, why didn't I do this before? And then this dead girl, 12 years old. Again, a very pathetic, helpless situation. She's 12 years old, and we remind that she will soon enter womanhood. She'll get married soon back in that culture. 15, 16, you're married. She'll bear children, have grandchildren. Her life is before her. Going to have a great life. She's the daughter of the synagogue ruler. She's a popular girl, no doubt. Everybody knows her. And she's dead. How tragic. There's weeping and wailing. Commotion all over. There's a 12-year-old dies. Of course there's that. It's so sad. It's impossible. It's no way is she ever going to live again. They must have thought. And yet Jesus comes along, the Son of God, who is the resurrection and the life. And he merely takes her by the hand. Again, a touch by the hand. Little girl arise, and she's alive. No therapy, no nothing. She's just alive and she eats. Everything's okay. That's pretty easy. How do we apply such things? When do we get to touch Jesus and live? Well, we touch him today. Christ is among us, the Holy One, the Living One, the All-Powerful One. His power is really highlighted here, the power of Christ. And we touch him in his word and sacrament, don't we? It's a very sacramental text of how you get close to Jesus. You touch Christ, you're healed. Touch him, you've got to be near him. Touch. And so as we hear the word of God, our ears touch him. You're doing that right now. Your ears are touching Jesus, the living one. We touch him with our ears in faith, and our sins are forgiven. We are strengthened in our faith. We're going to live forever. Just hearing the word does it? Yes. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. And we touch him in communion, right? As we touch the bread and the wine, we get the body and blood of the crucified, risen Savior. We just touch him, we eat of him, and we're forgiven. Depart in peace. It's that easy? Yes. All sins forgiven. I'm going to rise from the grave and live forever. Think about worship where we touch the Lord. This isn't hard. Is it? Who thinks worship is hard? Oh, I know the bulletin you have to now follow. It's so terribly difficult. I realize that. Come on. Lazy people, aren't we? Do we have you do aerobics here in church? Let's do aerobics. Come on. Get the sweat going up. Pat, let's go. No aerobics. Do we hook you up to an IV when you come in? And we got to get the medicine. You may hook you up to an IV and cause a lot of pain to you. Do we have therapy? Stretch your arms, do therapy, and break your muscles in your back and cause a lot of pain. We don't do any of that stuff here in church. You do that in the hospitals, don't you? To get well from some simple sickness. But not here in church, where we get well from sin, death, and hell. No IVs. We don't take blood. No therapy. No MRI machines. You got to lie in that thing for 45 minutes or whatever it is. And oh my, it's terrible. It's so hard. We sit here for an hour, hour and a half, Wednesday, 40 minutes, and we hear the word of God in faith. We take Holy Communion in faith, and we're forgiven, we're saved, we're redeemed. It's all really quite easy, really quite simple. And if you can't come to that, you're really quite lazy. We touch things all day, don't we? I think this really applies to America. We touch stuff all day. You touch your cell phone. You text message, you're touching all day. You touch your BlackBerry. You touch your computer screen, your keyboard. You touch the remote control. You touch the points on the microwave. We're touching all the time to get information, to get stuff. Come and touch Jesus that you might live forever. You'd be forgiven. How's that sound? You spend hours touching stuff for some silly message. And you won't come and touch Jesus for eternal life? The foolishness and stupidity of human beings is what it is. Come and touch. In faith. It's that simple. You know, Albert Einstein was working on an invention years ago, of course, and he had tried and tried and tried to get this invention to work. And it wouldn't work. And so one of his colleagues said to him, Dr. Einstein, we've tried 700 things and nothing works. It's time to quit. And of course he, the optimist, said, no, 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 we're closer than we've ever been before. We know 700 things that don't work. We're really close. And I thought, you know, we know things that don't work. We know a lot of things that aren't going to give us heaven. There's a lot of things that aren't going to forgive your sins and take you to heaven. Your money's not going to do it, so don't make that your God. Your job's not going to do it, so don't make that your God. It's not going to take you to heaven. Don't make it your God. Sports won't do it. Medicine in the hospital won't do it. Technology won't do it. These things won't take us to heaven. They will not give us life. So why do we fill our lives with them? And we ignore the one thing that gives life, the one thing that works. We know what works. We don't need Einstein to tell us. God tells us. His Son works. Look at the text. He forgives. He saves. He gives life. So make him your God. And touch. It's all really quite easy. This isn't rocket science. And yet, Christianity is very, very hard. It's very, very hard on Jesus. Very, very hard on Jesus. To make it all happen. When he heals this woman and he raises a little girl from the dead, this isn't magic. Where, you know, he's like David Copperfield and just does some illusion. Oh, it's so easy. This isn't easy for him. Where does the woman's illness go? Does it disappear in the air? No. Where does the little girl's death go? Just disappear? No. Jesus takes these things upon himself. That's the touch. As there's the touch, there's the transfer of sickness to Jesus, the transfer of death to Jesus. He takes it into himself. He becomes the woman with the blood flow. He becomes the dead girl. He becomes you and I. He takes all of our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases, our sin, our death, our hell. He takes all that into his body. He takes it to the cross where he dies for us. It's very, very hard for him. Very difficult. We have great foreshadowing in this gospel. Foreshadowing of the cross. The woman has a flow of blood. This foreshadows Jesus' flow of blood. He takes her place. He flows with blood from his hands, his head, his side, his feet, his back. He ever flows with blood to save the world. His flow of blood at the cross stops her flow of blood. The woman touches his garment. We're reminded of the cross where who's touching Jesus' garments at the cross? The Roman soldiers gambling for his garments, the Son of God. We think of that. They disregard his garments as nothing. The woman feels well. She touches, she feels well. This points to Jesus. How does Jesus feel at the cross? He feels hell. He doesn't feel well. He feels the power of hell. I thirst. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus feels power go out of him. This foreshadows the cross where he's emptied of his power. All power goes forth as he takes on sin, death, and hell. He empties himself and is filled with the wickedness and hell of mankind. It's pretty hard on Jesus. You know how many people give blood on an average day in America? I read where on an average day in America, 10,205 people give blood. That's pretty good. It's nice to give blood. Give blood. It helps someone for a little while. But all that 10,205 pints or whatever it is of blood isn't going to take away one sin. It gets no one to heaven. The blood of one man, the God-man, takes away all sin. And gets us all to heaven. And he gives that blood again today. We drink the blood here in communion. So come and drink it. And there's foreshadowing the death of a little girl. This death is tragic. 12 years old. Prime of life. Tragic. We think of the tragic death of Jesus. 33 years old. The prime of his life. Tragic. There's weeping and wailing. Commotion. We think of the weeping and wailing. The commotion at the cross. The women are weeping. They beat their breasts. Are they sad? A few people laugh at Jesus here in the text because he says she's just sleeping. We think of the laughing at Jesus at the cross. They laughed at him, mocked him, spit on him. If you're really God's son, come down from the cross. They laughed at him and mocked him. And here's the real foreshadowing. The text says here in Mark 5, he reached out his hand and touched her. He reached out his hand to her. Very important detail. We think of the cross where he reaches out his hands to the whole world. His hands are out to you and I. He takes our death and gives us his life that we live forever. Salvation's easy. It's not cheap. So don't you dare treat it as cheap, First Lutheran. It's not cheap. It costs him his life. This is life and death, serious stuff. You don't get this stuff out in the world. You get it here in church. Serious life and death stuff. Not cheap. It costs him his blood, his life. Hard on him. Today's my anniversary, 23 years. And I recall when I gave Ann the diamond ring, I put it in a Cracker Jack box, reminding her we'd be poor, maybe a pastor after all, although I'm blessed by you guys very much. And then I gave her the, of course, wedding ring on our wedding. And did I make Ann pay for her diamond ring and her wedding ring? Not even I'm that cheap, Pat. Okay? No, I paid for them. How would I feel if she just put them over in the corner and let dust collect on them and never wore them? Do you care about me? Do you love me? Yes, these things are cheap. They didn't cost you anything. And yet, yes, these things are free for you, but they're not cheap. They cost me a lot. Wear them. I love you. Do you love me? Just common sense between a husband and a wife. The word and the sacrament are God's rings for his bride. Means of his grace and his love. And if we push them aside in our lives, we never touch them with our ears or our mouth. He wonders, do you love me? Do you care about me? Why are you letting these things collect dust in your life? So, Christianity, easy and hard. You're both right. Hard on Jesus, the cross. Easy for us. Come touch. Touch often and live. Praise be to Jesus who gives us that grace. Amen.